اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم يا أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت إله العالمين يا الله most merciful, most gracious, most kind, most loving Allah إله العالمين يا الله forgive us يا الله forgive all our major and minor sins يا الله Allah forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam إله العالمين show your maghfirat on the ummah يا الله show your rahmat on the ummah يا الله إله العالمين with the barakat of the khatam of the Quran Sharif يا الله Allah we beg يا الله that you grant us our forgiveness يا الله you forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam إله العالمين يا الله accept the khatams of the Quran Sharif that has taken place يا الله إله العالمين make it a means of every khair and barakah and blessing يا الله Allah for the Huffaz, for their families, for their parents, for their extended families, for the Asatizai Kiram, you know, for all those who have been a part of this very great journey of Hifz, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, accept one and all, Ya Allah. Accept this madrasa, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, take it from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Make it the means of, Ya Allah, the knowledge of the Quran Sharif becoming alive in the entire Ummah, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, accept the Asatizai Kiram, accept all those who are assisting in any level, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, accept all the students of this madrasa, Ya Allah. Accept all those who are acquiring the knowledge of Deen throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, make it a means of, Ya Allah, khair and barakah, Ya Allah. Allah bless us with ilm and nafiq, Ya Allah, with amal and salih, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, make the knowledge of Deen, Ya Allah. Allah become the guiding light for us, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah bless us with that knowledge, Ya Allah, that brings us closer to you, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, save us from all the fitna and fasad, Ya Allah. Save us from all the traps of nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, make each one the true bearers of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Each one the true ambassador of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, enable us to live the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Enable us to daily recite the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, of bringing the Quran Sharif alive in every life, Ya Allah. Allah, make us the means, Ya Allah. Make us the means of hidayat for... Allah, grant us hidayat, Ya Allah. And make us the means of hidayat for others, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, grant us the true value of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, save us from the ways of the Yahud and Nasara, Ya Allah. Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah, wherever the Muslims are in any pain, hardship, suffering, out of your grace and mercy, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant each one afiyat in deen, Ya Allah. Afiyat in dunya, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters of Palestine, of Gaza, Ya Allah. Allah, you grant them afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with the barakat of the Quran Sharif and the khatam of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, grant them total afiyat, Ya Allah. Remove their difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم، اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم، اللهم أيدهم بتأييدك، اللهم أيدهم بتأييدك، اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف، اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. إله العالمين يا الله grant their enemies هداية ذل يا الله. Allah, hidayat is not decreed for them, ya Allah. Wipe them out from the face of this earth, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah, ya Allah. Each one of us, ya Allah, bless us with your muhabbat, ya Allah. Bless us with your muhabbat, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, allow your muhabbat to, ya Allah, ooze out of every pore of our bodies, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah, make us the true ummatis of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul Alameen, save us from following the footsteps of the Yahud and Nasara, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant us the true love of deen, ya Allah. The love of the amal of deen, ya Allah. The love of the efforts of deen, ya Allah. Allah, accept us and our progeny till qiyamah for the khidmat of deen, ya Allah. With ikhlas, with afiyat, with qabuliyat, ya Allah. Allah, all those who are sick, give them shifa'i kamila, ajila, mustamirra, daima. Remove every trace of their ailments, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, whatever difficulties and hardships anybody is in, remove it with afiyat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant abundant halal and tangible risk filled with barakah to each one, ya Allah. Remove each one's difficulties, financial difficulties, those who are in debts and enable their debts to get paid with ease, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, ya Allah, all that we have asked for, ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy, grant it to us, ya Allah. What we should have been asking for, ya Allah, without asking, grant us that as well, ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد Allah Ta'ala's command in the Quran Sharif, "Lain shakartum la azidannakum." If you are grateful and make shukr for my ni'mas and bounties, then I will increase it. The ni'mas and bounties of Allah Ta'ala, everything that we enjoy is Allah's ni'mas and bounty. So everything we should be making shukr for. The physical ni'mas Allah gave us, we are sitting comfortably, because we've had so much of Allah's rizq today. From the morning, if we think about the amount of things that we have consumed, the water we drank, the food we ate, and so many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala that we consumed. So all purely Allah's bounty that we are surviving, we're carrying on. That is what we can think about in terms of the perhaps so much of food I ate, so much of water I had, so much of other things I consumed. But we've got no idea how many breaths we took. And we're surviving on every breath that we take is purely Allah's grace. When a person suddenly can't take that breath easily and he suddenly needs a ventilator, Allah save us and save all, then a person realizes that how great this ni'mat is, effortlessly a person is breathing all the time. Allah Ta'ala's great ni'mat. All these ni'mats put together, greater than that is the ni'mat of deen, the bounty of iman, and then the bounty and the ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the ni'mat of the Quran Sharif. When a person has the Quran Sharif, what more can he want? Not too long ago, for the first time, I heard about one new disease. It probably was around for a while before that, but I just heard about it behind time, outdated. So we don't hear about many things, maybe as quickly as many others hear about it. They heard about one disease not too long ago. Somebody explained that the disease is called FOMO. So what does this mean, FOMO? This is a fear of missing out. It's a disease. Because of fear of missing out, people do achieve things. So first, fear of missing out, what? Now, fear of missing out, that obviously now, especially now, uneducated person like ourselves wonder now what's this about fear of missing out, what that has become a disease. It's fear of missing out anything that it appears that somebody else might be having some fun or maybe having some excitement somewhere. I got to be there, or Something's happening anyway. If I'm not there, then it'll make me very, very restless and very uneasy that I missed out. So now this has become the disease. And as a result now, if somebody has got a phone, then I can't miss out. I have to have a phone too. And then somebody got a vape, I have to have a vape too. Otherwise now I look out of place. But now where this fear of missing out is taking a person in all the things that will harm him too. But now he's fearing that he'll miss out. So he has to have it. And he has to be part of it. But now this kind of disease will probably be somewhere else out there in the world. That kind of disease can never exist in this kind of environment. Because here we are talking about those who are engaged, mashallah, and those who just made khatam of the Quran Sharif, those who are on the route of becoming hafiz of the Quran Sharif. So when a person has the Quran Sharif, what can he ever miss out on? The whole world should be envying what he has. When he has the Quran Sharif, it's like a person who, he has billions, and then he's looking at somebody else, somebody gave him 5 rand, so he's feeling sad now. This one, he gave him 5 rand, I don't have it, he didn't give me anything. Gave him 2 rand, he didn't give me anything, he's feeling sad about it. But he's got how much? He's got billions. Say, what's wrong with him? Something is ajeeb, very, very wrong with him. Say, if I take some of those billions, maybe small portion of it, go get some treatment done. Because something is not right with you. You've got so much billions, you're envying somebody with 5 rands. When somebody has been blessed with the Quran Sharif, his attention cannot go anywhere else. Because what he has is incomparable. What he has, nobody in the world can ever compare to it. Maulana recited the Hadith Sharif at the beginning, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has highlighted this for everybody, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ خَيْرُكُمْ, the best among you. Not better, the best. And then sometimes little children, they got something better than that. They say the bestest. So if there was something like bestest, then you give that description. So the best among you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and teach it. So mashallah, those who have learned the Quran Sharif, those who are learning the Quran Sharif, are on the path of what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described as the best. A person who is on the path of getting the best, and he's looking elsewhere, he is turning his attention somewhere else, what a strange thing that will be. This is the best. And this is for everyone to understand is the best. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highlighted this, it wasn't for just any one person, two people. It was for the whole ummah to know. For the rocket scientist also to know that, look, I might be a rocket scientist, but the best is the one who learns the Quran Sharif and teaches it. The person can be the highest ranking, maybe whatever, neurosurgeon or whatever he might be, mashallah, whatever he is earning his halal risk with, within the limits of Sharia, and if he's being a benefit to mankind, mashallah. But he also has to know that the best is the one who learns the Quran Sharif and teaches it. Person can be an industrialist and on an international level, but despite being an industrialist at the international level, he too has to know, and not just know, if he's got iman in his heart, then he must have the full yaqeen. If he's got no iman, then what can we say? But the person with iman, then he's to have full yaqeen, full conviction, totally convinced. What? That this is the best. What is the best? What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. So now when a person has been blessed with that, he too has to be convinced. Like everybody else must be convinced about it, he too must be 100% certain, this is the best. What I've been favored with, nobody else has got who doesn't have it. No matter what the person might have, in material things, whatever he might have, he can't compare to it. So now when this is such a great bounty, number one, we have to be conscious of this. Must be conscious of it. Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi alayhi, he
gives one incident. It's more as a parable. See, when he was a young child, so his mother gave him one ring. It was meant to now go and put it safely away somewhere. Very valuable ring. He took it and put it on his hand because he saw the, and he started walking around outside. So now one sophisticated crook, you get all kinds of crooks out there, they're very sophisticated, so that he can do his job also and sounds very, very dignified. So he saw this ring in the hand of this child and he realized somehow this child walked out with it. He doesn't know, obviously, as a child, what the value of this is. So what he did, he went and brought some, whatever it might be, like some sweet chocolate. So he told his child, taste this. So he tasted that chocolate. He told him, now taste this ring of yours. How do you taste the ring? But in any case, now he put in his mouth, no taste. Not meant to be tasted. He asked him, which is better? Which tastes better? He says, no, this chocolate tastes better. Sweet, whatever, he might have given him something to taste. He says, well, this is mine, that is yours. Let's do a swap. I'll give you this sweet, this chocolate, you give me that ring. That thing doesn't taste anything, it's tasteless. This is so tasty. Let's do a swap. This child is a child, doesn't have any idea of what's the value of things. He took the ring out and gave it to him. I took the chocolate. How long the chocolate is going to be with him? Probably before the end of the, maybe a few steps later, 1 hour later, the chocolate is not existing anymore. He already ate it up. Few minutes later, he's gone. So now when he came back, his mother wants to know, where's that ring? He says, no, this person gave me a chocolate ring. I gave him the ring. You gave away not one chocolate, you didn't give away a ring, you gave away chocolate factories in there. That ring was so valuable, it could have bought chocolate factories. For one chocolate, you gave it away. But now, a child who doesn't have the understanding of the value of things. Unfortunately, when it comes to these realities, we too are like children sometimes, very small children. We don't have the reality that what Allah has blessed us with and how priceless this is. And as a result, we see somebody spinning some wheels, we get excited about it. You see, somebody came up with a little bit more colorful vape. Oh, that became such a big thing. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What a kind of... Imagine a person with such a great bounty of Allah Ta'ala, and he's getting excited by these things. So somebody with a smarter phone. Someone got a smarter phone. So now that became such an exciting thing. It caught his attention. So the attention of a person who's got Quran Sharif won't get caught up in all these things. These are all, whatever ni'mat Allah gave us, we'll use it. What is permissible to use within the limits of the Shariat of Allah Ta'ala. But we don't give our hearts to it. Heart for Allah Ta'ala. Heart for the Quran Sharif. So mashallah, those who had been blessed with this opportunity already have become Hafiz of the Quran Sharif, to be very, very grateful to Allah Ta'ala for this. May Allah Ta'ala keep this bounty till Qiyam, till our last breath, and raise us on the day of Qiyamah with this bounty. All those who are on the path of still doing their hifz, to all the time keep reminding ourselves what a tremendously great gift of Allah Ta'ala this is. Not a small thing. It's beyond everything else. To keep reminding ourselves. And therefore, number one is this consciousness, and this shukr. The shukr is how? Utmost respect for the Quran Sharif. Utmost respect for the Quran Sharif, how we hold the Quran Sharif, how we keep it, how we sit in front of it, how we recite it. Sometimes it's such a terrible thing. Person is reciting the Quran Sharif is open in front of him. He stopped because he's busy with his phone. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What a cross disrespect of the Quran Sharif. So the gratitude for this includes this respect. To verbally express that gratitude, to respect the Quran Sharif tremendously. And then above all, together with everything else, the amal on the Quran Sharif, practice on the Quran Sharif. Our life must become what the Quran Sharif is all about. We do what Allah wants us to do, we refrain from what Allah has forbidden us. This will bring that barakat and blessings to us here, and it will take us through into the akhirat safely. Allah Ta'ala accept one and all. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we all the time remain attached to the Quran Sharif in its recitation, in its teaching, in practicing on the Quran Sharif, in propagating the message of the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala keep us attached till our last breath. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.